To politics now. Now that Mitt Romney is assured of the Republican presidential nomination, he is seeking to shore up those conservative credentials so often challenged during the primaries, which may have meant chucking out the door openly gay foreign policy adviser Richard Grenell, who resigned on Tuesday after being told to lay low by a senior Romney official, according to the New York Times. Joining us is Dorian Davis, journalism professor at Marymount Manhattan College and a contributor to itsafreecountry.org. Dorian, what do you make of this resignation, which seemed to be a pretty bitter dispute between members of the campaign and Mr. Grenell?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I am sadly not surprised. You know, Republicans have had a very contentious issue with the gay community pretty much always, but especially since gay marriage and other prominent issues have come onto the table. And the Romney campaign, I think, was trying to move past that in hiring somebody who is openly gay and has a reputation for a very bitter and maybe flamboyant sense of humor. But ultimately, it came under the same pressure that a lot of other Republican politicians do from the conservative right. And I think it made the wrong decision here in trying to get Grenell to lay low. And we're just seeing the fallout that was predictable from that.
You know, one of the unfortunate ironies here, or perplexing ironies, is that there is a long tradition of gay politicians and gay political activists and political analysts and advisors being in the Republican Party. And, you know, during the Reagan years, there were plenty of some openly, some not openly, gay officials who were behind the very successful Reagan campaigns. What's going on now?
Well, I don't think they had the profile that people have now. We're in the internet age now, you know, and so if one is gay in the 1980s or even in the first half of the 1990s, that's not something that really enters the public consciousness if one is an aide to a politician. But now we're in the age of Twitter, right? And so we have aides tweeting, and we have aides speaking to the media. And so we have aides that have much higher profiles and become much more radioactive on the internet and elsewhere. And in the case of Grenell, he was already rather radioactive on the internet. In fact, when the Romney campaign hired him, he was pressured in some way, shape, or form to remove over 800 tweets from Twitter, a little known fact about the backstory there. So,
do you think he did himself in? Grenell did, and do you think the Romney campaign gets a political merit badge from the conservatives for doing this?
No, I don't, because ultimately you have to stand by your man, as Tammy Wynette says, and he's not doing that. In fact, I think this is just as bad as that they hadn't hired him because he's gay. And so I think that the Republicans have pretty much played into the stereotype, unfortunately, and that's too bad.
And we'll just have to go out with Tammy Wynette there. Dorian Davis, journalism professor at Marymount Manhattan College. Thanks so much. Is this the story that ends this week or does it continue before we go?
Oh, I think it plays into next week.
All right. Dorian Davis, journalism professor at Marymount Manhattan College, commenting on the case of Richard Grenell, who resigned as a foreign policy advisor to the Mitt Romney campaign. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.